Kraken's Fed account fight could reshape crypto payment access. A report from Crypto Slate this week framed Kraken's effort to obtain direct payment access from the Federal Reserve as a fight whose outcome could shape how the entire crypto industry connects to the U.S. dollar system. The story, published June 22, 2026, puts a long simmering question back in front of the sector. Can a crypto-native company settle dollars directly with the central bank, or must it keep paying a chartered bank to do it on its behalf? That distinction sounds technical. It decides who controls the on and off ramps for most of the dollar volume in crypto. The master account is the actual prize. At the center of the dispute is a Federal Reserve master account. Holding one lets an institution plug straight into Fed payment services, such as Fedwire and the ACH network, hold reserves at the Fed, and move dollars without routing every transaction through a correspondent bank. For a bank, the account is a given. For a crypto firm, it has been a closed door. Without that door, a crypto exchange or card issuer leans on a sponsor bank for dollar settlement. The sponsor charges for the service, sets its own risk appetite, and can withdraw at short notice. That is precisely the arrangement that left parts of the sector exposed when banking partners pulled back in 2023. Direct access changes the math by removing the middle layer, which means fewer counterparties able to freeze or cut off a firm's dollar pipe. Custodia's defeat still shadows the case. The fight does not start from a blank page. Custodia Bank, the Wyoming chartered institution founded by Caitlin Long, spent years trying to obtain a master account and sued the Fed after being denied. The courts sided with the central bank, affirming that the Fed has discretion over which institutions it admits to its payment system rather than an obligation to grant access on request. That precedent is the backdrop for any new attempt. It established that a non-traditional applicant cannot assume a master account is theirs by right, and it handed the Fed a strong legal footing to say no. A crypto firm pressing the same question now does so knowing the last well-funded challenger lost. The outcome of Kraken's effort matters because it tests whether the picture has shifted since then, both in the law and in the Fed's posture toward digital asset companies. The plumbing beneath crypto cards and stablecoins, direct Fed access, is not an abstract banking matter for anyone who spends crypto. Every crypto card, every fiat-backed stablecoin, and every exchange withdrawal eventually touches a dollar settlement rail. Today, that rail almost always runs through a bank that sits between the crypto firm and the Fed, and the cost of that intermediary is one of the hidden layers buried in conversion spreads and transfer fees. A firm that settles dollars at the source can compress those layers. It can hold reserves more directly, reduce its dependence on a single banking relationship, and harden itself against the kind of sudden debanking that disrupted card programs and stablecoin issuers in past cycles. For users in the United States, where the regulatory perimeter around crypto payments is being redrawn through stablecoin legislation and Fed rulemaking, the question of direct access is part of the same fight over who gets to plug into the dollar. The competitive stakes are real too. An exchange such as Kraken with a direct line to the Fed would carry a structural cost and stability advantage over rivals still renting their rails. That is why a single account application reads as an industry precedent rather than a one-company story. A test the whole sector is watching. The near-term outcome is uncertain, and the Crypto Slate report frames this as an ongoing fight rather than a settled result. The Fed retains wide discretion, and the Custodia ruling shows it is willing to use it. What makes this worth tracking is the leverage built into the question. If a crypto firm finally secures direct payment access, the cost of every dollar that moves through that firm drops, and the next applicant has a precedent to point to. If the door stays shut, the sector stays dependent on sponsor banks for the foreseeable future. For now, the answer sits where it has for years, with the central bank deciding who gets to stand at its payment table.